You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We may not enjoy difficult times. We may not enjoy tough times or challenges. However, there is no denying that when you are in the middle of great difficulty, when you're in the middle of a storm, you pray with fire. You pray with passion. Imagine being on the Mount of Olives when Jesus was praying in Luke 22. Imagine hearing the sheer intensity he prayed with when he said the words, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." This was just before he was betrayed. He knew the pain and suffering that was to come. He knew the task at hand. He knew the size of the sacrifice he was to make. Luke 22, verse 44 says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." Such was the weight he was under. Such was the passion behind his prayer, that his sweat became like drops of blood. Or how about Paul and Silas? Imagine listening to them as they prayed. They were in prison. They were chained. It was cold. It was uncomfortable. But they were still praying. They were still praising the Lord. Can you just imagine the passion in their voices? You see, at times, we all need to be placed in a place of difficulty. We at times need to be placed right in the middle of a storm, because it will bring out a deeper intensity in our prayer lives. We need a battle to keep us on fire for the Lord, because there is a danger in us becoming comfortable. There's a danger in us becoming complacent if everything is good all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. The only thing constant is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
Things will turn around. That's what I'd like to tell you today. Things will turn around for your good.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Proverbs 3 verse 5 in the Amplified translation says, "Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." Your situation may have you scratching your head asking, "How did I get into this? What did I ever do to deserve this?" But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely confidently in Jesus with all your heart. Because our own insight, our own understanding will leave us jumping to all sorts of conclusions. If you try and analyze and rationalize about why this happened or why it didn't happen, you will drive yourself down a dangerous road of despair, discouragement, and dismay. So don't try and find your own path. Focus on the Redeemer. Focus on the precious Lamb of God. You see, we often struggle so much with our own burdens. We try and take matters into our own hands. When in reality, as believers, we ought to take our burdens and problems to God first. Our request should be, "Lord, this is my problem, and I submit this problem to you. I pray that you would either work a miracle and solve it, or give me the grace and wisdom to handle it through your power." This is how we should be approaching the Lord when faced with adversity. Either he intervenes, or he gives me the strength to navigate my way through it. Either he parts the Red Sea in my life, or he gives me the strength to swim across. You see, it's either God destroys the Goliath that stands before me, or he gives me boldness, a rock, and a slingshot to defeat that giant. What I'm trying to tell you is that things will turn around for you when you trust and rely on the Lord. One way or another, he will either take your burdens or give you the grace and strength to endure and overcome. We have a Savior in Jesus, one who knows and wants to solve our problems and our difficulties. So I encourage you to take your problems to Jesus. He cares for you. He can sustain you. He will renew our strength. You do not have to bear your burdens alone, but instead take your problems to Jesus. Don't allow the idol of self-reliance to entrap you. Break free and claim your rest in Jesus.
There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide. I will stand strong and follow the word of God, regardless of what I will have to give up and who I will have to let go of. There comes a time when you have to decide. I will stand and do the godly thing. I will forgive, even when it's hard to do, even when I've been hurt. There will come a time when you will have to decide to stand in faith, even when you can't see a way out of the situation that you're in. Now today, you may be under attack in some area of your life. You have tried everything to resolve it, but nothing is working. Nothing is changing. Dear friend, this is the time you ought to take a stand and believe. Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. It will break you out of that bondage. Believe in the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. It can set you free. It can give you victory. And it can loose you from any evil hold. It's time to take a stand with the Word of God against the forces of evil. Stand firm. Stand in confidence. Stand in righteousness. Psalm 56, verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" We need to be men and women who put their trust in the Lord. And mind you, you will only ever be able to stand firm when your trust is secured in the Lord. So if you feel stuck, if you feel under attack, remember that the Bible says in Psalm 31, verse 24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Be strong, saints, and stand in faith. As you do this, the Lord is sure to rescue you. And so, as children of God, I believe that it's time to stand. Stand up and lift high His royal banner. You are an ambassador of the Most High. Stand up to the lies of the enemy. Stand up with the truth of the gospel. Stand up with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Stand up in God's strength. And I encourage you, as you stand in faith, pray and ask the Lord to be with you as you stand.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.